Snap Study, Climate Change Added 10% to Ian's Rainfall. By Simon Kent on September 30, 2022. Climate change boosted rainfall attributed to Hurricane Ian by at least 10%. A small study based on computer modeling and laboratory scenarios claims. The Associated Press reports the Snap research, which is not peer-reviewed, was released Thursday within hours of the devastating Southwest Florida event. It compared peak rainfall rates during the real storm to about 20 different computer scenarios of a model with Hurricane Ian's characteristics slamming into the Sunshine State in a world with no human-caused climate change. The real storm was 10% wetter than the storm that might have been, warned Lawrence Berkeley National Lab climate scientist Michael Wenner, study co-author. Forecasters predicted Ian will have dropped up to 2 feet of rain in parts of Florida in what has been called a once-in-500-years event, as Breitbart News reported. Wenner and Kevin Reed, an atmospheric scientist at Stony Brook University, published a study in Nature Communications earlier this year looking at the hurricanes of 2020 and found during their rainiest three-hour periods they were more than 10% wetter than in a world without greenhouse gases trapping heat, according to AP. They applied the same scientifically accepted attribution technique to Hurricane Ian and were not alone in pointing to climate change as a key driver behind the event and its catastrophic outcomes. Breitbart News reported Florida Democratic gubernatorial nominee Representative Charlie Crist said Thursday on MSNBC's Hallie Jackson reports he wanted to address climate change to reduce the size of storms like Hurricane Ian. When you compare this to Hurricane Charley, similar strengths, obviously. But the massive size of this storm, Ian, is incredible. You listed earlier in your broadcast the five major storms that are hitting the United States. Three of the five have hit Florida. So one factor in all of this is climate change. These storms are getting bigger, they're getting stronger, and they're affecting that many more lives as a result of it, Chris declared. MIT hurricane researcher Carrie Emanuel is not so sure. He said in general, a warmer world does make storms rainier. However, he told AP he is uncomfortable drawing conclusions about individual storms. This business above very, very heavy rain is something we've expected to see because of climate change, he said. We'll see more storms like Ian. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.